Hey guys, welcome back to Talk Tennessee, and today we are going to be talking about Wimbledon. So get your cuppers, get your high tea outfit on, and let's get straight into this. So, the first thing about Wimbledon is I haven't done a draw reaction, and I'm so sorry about that, but I don't think we need to do one because half of the seeds are fallen, and what I would have predicted would be nothing. So let's get straight into the seeds are falling, basically. The seeds have fallen in Wimbledon, and it is a record of 21 seeds that have been out in the first round, which is ridiculous, I see. And it's only been 2 days of the first round matches, so I'm just going to go through the list. And yeah, so firstly we'll start with the men's, and we have seed 16, Coric, is out. He lost to Daniil Medvedev. Gasquet, 23rd seed. Karnovic, 28th seed. Pablo Carreño Busta, 20th seed. And I actually found a really, I wouldn't say troubling, statistic about Pablo Carreño Busta, and that was he's never won a grass match, like, in his career. He's completely lost all grass matches, and I found that was quite surprising for me. Dimitrov, number 6 seed, who lost against Stan Wawrinka, and that was, I didn't watch the match, but that was one of my matches when I saw the draw, that I was like, that's going to be a really good match, and I thought it was going to be a 5-seeder, but Stan won it in comfortable 3. So that's kind of sad, and Dimitrov is kind of going, I don't know if he's losing the plot, too much ice cream, too much Haagen-Dazs, I don't know what's happening, but he's not been doing well recently, and I'm really sad about that, because he was a real contender in my books for Wimbledon. Next is Thiem, seed number 7, who lost, sadly, to Baghdatis, and he's actually had to retire because he was injured, and we just get well soon, Thiem. Verdasco, 30th seed. Jack Sock, 18th seed, Goffin, 10th seed, Cincinnato, 29th seed. Like, it was just the fall of the seeds, really. And then in the women's, we have Pavlyuchenkova, the 30th seed, Sharapova, 24th, Kvitova, 8th, which was really shocking because Kvitova was one of the people who you thought was really running for the title. And the person she played, I cannot remember her name, but she did very well to get a, and I think it was straight set, so that was a really good job to her. And I hope she moves well into the draw, and it's not just like a, oh yeah, I won the first round, I can relax kind of a thing. So good luck to her. And then Garcia, 6th seed. Zhang, 31st seed. Stevens, 4th seed, which is actually shocking. I was shocked when I saw this result. I thought, but Donna has been playing Stevens, she played Donna Vecic, and Donna Vecic has been amazing, and it was her first Grand Slam win ever, so I think that was really amazing, and she's doing amazingly well. She won her second round match as well, so go Donna, she's on fire, which is amazing. Svitolina, which is the 5th seed, Rybakova, the 19th seed, Van der Wey, 16th seed. I think she also got injured with an ankle injury, I saw something online, where she had a photo of her ankle, and she's like, there's an ankle in there somewhere. I'm not sure about that. And then Svitolina with the 21st seed. Yeah, it's just a lot of seeds have fallen, and it's actually, like, it's kind of sad to see that happening. But, you know, a lot of the younger people are now getting chances. Like, the men's draw has really opened up, like, some of the boys who lost who won the matches, like Alex de Minaur, Francis Tiafoe, and Nicolas Jarry, Baghdatis, Benatini, like all those guys have a chance to actually make their statement and actually have a good run at a Grand Slam, which is absolutely amazing. And I wish them all the best to everyone who won those matches, because they were tough. To bring out a seed is tough, especially when they think they're going to cruise through. So definitely, definitely supporting all those underdogs, because no one really, like, I think the girl who beat Kvitova, she was like, I'm an underdog. No one really took me as, like, seriously, like, I was the dark horse, but then I won, and now everyone's like, oh my god, like, you know, jumping on that bandwagon. So definitely jump on the bandwagon. It's like, support them, get along, get behind these people. They did well to get into the next round, so, you know, let's help them out with that. So yeah, the next thing I want to talk about, and this is where the juice starts to happen, Jack Sock. And I have been avoiding this topic for so long because I didn't think it would get to the stage where it was really that bad, but Jack, you have proven me wrong, and I thought you would get it. Like, I thought you would, like, turn yourself around, but no. Jack Sock, you have literally lost the plot. So, on to Twitter statistics. His first round match was the 584th match in a row that he has insulted an umpire or his opponent or his opponent's team. And people were saying it's double standards because no one's caught on to this. No one's fined him for it, whereas Nick Kyrgios gets fined for a crude act. So it's kind of like Jack should be fined. And I completely agree. Like, I didn't realize it was his 584th match doing this. Like, 584 matches and no one's picked up on it. No one's complained about it. Like, And you know what? And I've got the statement that he said after his loss to Bernatini, when he went up to the net and shook his hand, he said, and I quote, "Your coach is a piece of shit, by the way." Like, who says that in their right mind? I don't know what's got, like, yeah. So, Jack recently, I shouldn't say recently, he broke up with his girlfriend a couple of months ago. His girlfriend, Michaela, I think they were dating for quite a long time. I would say around, like, maybe a couple of months. And I went and stalked her a little bit. It was hard because I went to Jack's Instagram and I scrolled to his Instagram and he's deleted all photos of her. And then I went to his tagged images and thankfully there was a fan page of Jack Sock and she had a photo of them together and that tagged me to Michaela's page. His girlfriend was Michaela Byrne, I think. And she has changed her profile to private. She has removed any photos of him, I'm assuming. His initials are off of her Instagram bio. Same with his bio. Like, they're gone. And it just, I was very shocked. Like, they were so in love. And I remember doing a record, doing in one of my past podcast episodes where I'm telling you guys I was sick of seeing her and him so loved up. I was sick of it. And I'm like, when did they break up? But they did. Which is absolutely shocking. And you know what? At the end of, like, I don't think he's, I don't know if it's a breakup thing. I think it was after the breakup. Like, when he started dating her, this is when it really happened. Like, he just lost his plot when he started dating her. And I don't know if it's her or if he was just changed and he became a bit of, he became entitled. But I am not sure what happened. But it just, everything just turned to shit for Jack. Like, he hasn't really won a lot of matches from what I'm seeing. And I saw another statistic where, like, Bernard Tomic, who was in a jungle for 2 days, has more points than Jack Sock. Like, think about that. Like, Bernard did not start the tour. He started the tour late. He's had so much drama surrounding him. But I really feel like, I'll talk about that later. But he's had so much drama surrounding him. And then you have Jack Sock, who has really stayed in the shadows. No one knows about his shit until now. And he has less points than someone who was on a TV program. Like, I don't know what he's doing. And I really don't understand what's going on in his head. But I think he just needs to take a break and really, like, sort his life out, because that's really not, like, it's not acceptable. Like, that is not okay. And, like, I've told you guys this, I used to love Jack Sock, but now I'm just like, nah, nope. He's on my, like, he's blacklisted. Like, nope. Mm-mm. So, yeah, he just genuinely, like, him and John Isner, and I think that's it. Those two, they remind me of the Logan Paul brothers. I don't know why, but they just really, like, that just sense of entitledness, that just American, like, American stat, like, American's the greatest kind of feeling. I don't know. They just remind me of the Logan Paul brothers. And I know that's such a big thing to say, but I just feel like Jack and John are the Paul brothers of the American tennis team. I wish, like, the younger boys, like Taylor Fritz, Christian Wright Harrison, Tiafoe, Michael Moe, all of those guys would get a little bit more attention because, and they are starting to get a little bit more attention because Golden Boy Jack Sock is not doing the greatest and he's just lost his plot effectively. So good luck to Jack. Hopefully he gets himself together. And speaking of Jack, he has joined the mixed double shockers and I was really shocked to see this. Like, I did not believe it until I saw the draw this morning. for the mixed doubles at Wimbledon, and him and Sloane Stephens are playing mixed doubles together, and I was like, no, this is a lie. Someone is just pulling my leg. This is an absolute lie. But no, guys, this is the truth. They're actually in the draw, and yeah. And I think the reason why they joined the draw is they both lost in their first round matches, and they just wanted to play more on the grass, and they were like, you know what, we're friends. Well, we're exes, we're friends now. Da-da-da-da-da. We can do this. We can be civilized about this, and maybe it'll be fun. You know, I hope nothing happens because Sloane is happy and Jack doesn't bring her down. But yeah, you guys, if you guys don't know, they did date for a while, and it wasn't a scandal. It was just really weird. Like, I didn't know they dated until I was a fan of Jack, and I was like, what is that? Like, what's going on here? But they did break up, and it wasn't a good breakup, I assume, because it was just like they were talking shit about one another, and it was weird. Like, it was like they're airing their dirty laundry. It was just bad breakup. But Sloane has moved on. She's very happy with her Canadian footballer, whose name is Josie Adidore. He plays for Toronto FC, and I honestly think, does this doubles pairing make, like, is this a chance of them getting back together? No. Sloane is happy with her man. She's fine with Josie. There is no chance of them getting back together. They're just two friends who just want to keep playing tennis, and they don't want to leave the tournament yet. That is all I think. And I hope nothing happens. And I'm definitely going to be watching all them doubles matches, because they will just be absolutely fantastic. And you know what? It's just one of those... Oh, I just really think it's going to be so great watching these two play. Like, they have a beautiful game. I'm pretty sure they've played doubles together before. And it's just... It's going to be great. So, and Jack's usual partner, Bethany Maddox-Sands, who he won a gold medal with in the Olympics, is playing with someone else. I think she's playing not another American. I can't remember his name. This is annoying. Give me 2 seconds. She's playing with Mark Bryan from the Bryan brothers. So that is who she's playing with. So that's going to be really interesting to see them. But Sloane and Jack are on the second half of the draw, and Bethany is on the first half of the draw. So I'm really, really excited to see what's going to happen there. And honestly, like, I'm more excited about the doubles because of just the pairings. Like, we have Kokkinakis and Ash Barty, who I'm rooting for them. Like, bizarre. Like, I'm watching Jack and Sloane and Jack just for the shade, and like to see if any, like, if they're like bickering all the time, or like what's going on in that match. But like, I'm really going to be rooting for Thanasi and Ash in the whole. They're so cute and adorable. They're not together or anything. But, yeah, it's just going to be very interesting to see them play. And two Aussies, I love them both. So, go Thanasi and Ash in their tournament. It's going to be really good for them. Another Australian who's playing is Daria Gavrilova, actually. She is playing with JP Smith, John Patrick Smith. So, that's also going to be interesting. There's two Australian teams. So, that's really good. Good for them. And it's just going to be really good. Like, there's a lot of Australian doubles pairings in the men's, and I'm pretty sure they're probably in the women's as well. So it's just really good. It might be Australia's year for the doubles, so I'm really excited for them too, for those guys. And Australia has been doing really well. Like, 3 out of 4 of their women contenders is into the second round, which is absolutely amazing. I think the only one is Alia Tomljanovic, which is Nick Kyrgios's girlfriend, who didn't make it past round one, but that's still an amazing feat for them all to be through. And even some of the men are doing amazingly, so that's really good. So congratulations to them. Obviously, I'm going to be back with another Wimbledon update at the beginning of the second week, hopefully. So that's going to be exciting when we start to get those quarterfinals and those round 4 matches coming up, which is going to be really good. So I'm excited to do that one, and I hope you guys enjoyed this. And I guess I'll see you on the next one.